Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. At least 8 people, including 3 railway officials, killed after goods train collides with Kanchenjunga Express in Rangapani Station in West Bengal today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses grief, ex gratia amount of 10 lakh rupees announced to the kin of each deceased. Rescue operations begin to evacuate around 2,000 tourists stranded due to landslides in Sikkim. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to review security situation in Manipur this evening. Second annual meeting on critical and emerging technologies between India and the US to begin today. And Eid ul-Azha is being celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety in the country. Eight people have been killed, including 3 rail officials, as 2 compartments of the Sialdah-bound Kanchenjunga Express derailed after a goods train collided with it from behind near New Jalpaiguri Station in West Bengal this morning. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Chairman and CEO of the Railway Board, Jaya Verma, said the rescue operation has been completed. She said around 50 people were injured in the accident. She said help desks have been established at all railway stations along Agartala-Sialdah route.
जो गुड्स ट्रेन थी उसके ड्राइवर और असिस्टेंट ड्राइवर की भी जान चली गई है और जो कंचनजंगा के गार्ड थे उनकी भी जान चली गई है इस हादसे में रेस्क्यू कंप्लीट हो गया है जितने भी इंजर्ड लोग थे उनको वहां के नॉर्थ बंगाल मेडिकल कॉलेज है वहां पे सिलीगुड़ी में वहां पहुंचा दिया गया है सारी मेडिकल एड दी जा रही है उनकी जो भी इंजरीज हैं उनको ट्रीट किया गया रेलवे के डॉक्टर्स भी वहां पर पहुंच गए हैं उनकी सेवा में हैं
Railway sources said a container train overshot the signal and hit the rear portion of the Kanchenjunga Express. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the tragic train accident. Mr. Modi also spoke to officials and took stock of the situation. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said ex gratia compensation of 10 lakh rupees will be given to the next of kin of the deceased, 2 lakh 50,000 towards grievous injuries and 50,000 rupees for minor injuries. President Draupadi Murmu has also expressed grief over the tragic train accident in Darjeeling. In a social media post today, the president said the news of the loss of lives due to a train accident in Darjeeling is deeply distressing. Help desks have been opened at different places. Help desk number at Sialdah in connection with Kanchenjunga train collision are 033-2350874 and 033-2383326. The Northeast Frontier Railway emergency numbers are Aluwabari Road emergency number 817-003-4235, Kishanganj emergency number 754-202-8020 and 06456-226795. Dalkola emergency number 817-003-4228, Barshoi emergency number 75418063 58 and Shamsi emergency number 03513265690 and 03513265692. Rail traffic has been affected on Barshoi New Jalpaiguri rail section after the rail accident near Rangapani Railway Junction in West Bengal. Surendra Kumar, Divisional Rail Manager of Katihar, informed that the accident took place on the down line of the section. 9 trains, including Dibrugarh New Delhi Rajdhani Express, Howrah New Jalpaiguri Vande Bharat Express have been diverted to New Jalpaiguri Siliguri Bagdogra Aluwabari rail section. Several Guwahati, Agartala and North-East bound trains are stranded at different railway stations on Barshoi-Jalpaiguri rail section after the accident. The DRM informed that 2 trains including Radhikapur-Siliguri Intercity Express has been cancelled due to the accident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 17th installment of more than 20,000 crore rupees under Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. The installment will be released to 9 crore 26 lakh beneficiary farmers through direct benefit transfer. So far, more than 11 crore eligible farmer families have received benefits of more than 3 lakh crore rupees under the PM Kisan scheme. During the event, the Prime Minister will also grant certificates to more than 30,000 women from self-help groups as Krishi Sakhis. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Uttar Pradesh and Bihar on the 18th and 19th of this month. Tomorrow evening, the Prime Minister will witness Ganga Aarti at the Shashwamedh Ghat, and he will also perform Puja and Darshan at Kashi Vishwanath Temple. On the 19th morning, the Prime Minister will visit the ruins of Nalanda. Afterwards, he will inaugurate the campus of Nalanda University in Rajgir in Bihar. The Prime Minister will also address the gathering on the occasion. In flood-affected Sikkim, evacuation of stranded tourists in Chungtang in Mangan district of the state has started this morning. Mangan district collector Hem Kumar Chetri told Akashwani News that evacuation of the stranded tourists has started by road from the affected areas to the state capital Gangtok. However, airlifting of the tourists could not be done due to bad weather conditions. It may be mentioned that efforts are on for the last 2 days to evacuate around 2,000 tourists, including 15 foreigners stranded in Lachung and Chungthang in Mangan district through airlift and roadways. However, it could not be implemented till Sunday due to bad weather condition and roadblocks from the landslides.
In flood-affected Sikkim, evacuation of the stranded tourists, including 15 foreigners from the flood-affected district of Mangan, has been started from this morning in a phased manner. Mangan district collector Hem Kumar Chetri told Akashvani News that in the first phase, 9 tourists have been evacuated by road from Chungthang area and they are now on the way to state capital Gangtok. As many as 50 more tourists will be evacuated by this evening from the area if weather permits. He further told that airlifting of the stranded tourists could not be done today due to bad weather condition. If weather condition permits tomorrow, helicopter service has been kept ready for this purpose and all the stranded tourists will be evacuated in next 2 days through airlift and by road. Ibomsa Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
The BJP today protested against the Aam Aadmi Party-led Delhi government in different parts of the national capital over the water crisis situation in Delhi. Delhi Lok Sabha MPs and several BJP leaders held demonstration against the state government by holding placards and flashing empty earthen pots. Addressing the media in the Geeta Colony area, Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva alleged that the Delhi government has failed to prevent water theft and black marketing.
अगर ये पानी की चोरी काला बाजारी और ये बर्बादी रोक ली जाए पानी का लीकेज रोक लिया जाए तो दिल्ली को पूरा पानी मिल सकता है दिल्ली में आज जो पानी के लिए हाहाकार मचा है उसका कोई जिम्मेदार है तो अरविंद केजरीवाल उनकी सरकार है
Meanwhile, the Aam Aadmi Party refuted BJP's allegations and blamed them for worsening the water crisis. Senior AAP leader and Rajya Sabha MP Sanjay Singh claimed that the BJP has been actively trying to block the flow of water into the national capital. In Jharkhand, a zonal commander among four Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in West Singhbhum district of the state. Police sources said it was a planned ambush. The security forces recovered arms and ammunition from the slain Naxals. The encounter took place this morning in the forest area under the Tonto and Goilkera police stations of the district. During a combing operation, Jharkhand IG operations Amol V. Homkar said two Maoists have been arrested and combing operation is on in the forest areas to nab the Maoists. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Midday News on Akashwani. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah will chair a high-level meeting today at 4 p.m. in New Delhi to review the security situation in Manipur. Senior officials from the centre, state governments, army and other security forces will attend the meeting. The second annual meeting of the Initiative on Critical and Emerging Technologies, ICET, between India and the US will begin today in New Delhi. During the two-day meeting, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and his US counterpart Jake Sullivan will review the entire spectrum of Indo-US strategic ties. Sources said the main focus of the ICET meeting will be a comprehensive review of all projects discussed during the Washington meeting on January 31st, 2023. This includes transfer of technology related to GE-414 jet engines for Tejas Mark II fighters. Mr. Doval and Mr. Sullivan are also likely to discuss a new bilateral defense industrial cooperation roadmap. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met National Security Advisor of the United States of America, Jake Sullivan, in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said a comprehensive discussion was held between both the sides on broad range of bilateral, regional and global issues. The minister expressed confidence that India-US strategic partnership will continue to advance strongly. India's textile exports grew by 9.59% in May this year compared to the previous year, despite unfavorable economic conditions in major markets such as the European Union, the US and West Asian nations. In a report, Confederation of Indian Textile Industry said India's apparel exports also saw a growth of 9.84% during the same period. The cumulative exports of textiles and apparel during May 2024 registered a growth of 9.7% over May last year. The country's overall exports for May 2024 surged to $68.29 billion. Foreign investors have made a stellar comeback to Indian equity markets with 11,730 crore rupee inflow. Foreign investors were selling equity in Indian markets for the last few months. The trend changed from the previous week when foreign institutional investors, FIIs, invested in the Indian equity market. FIIs sold more than 40,000 crore rupees of equity in May, which is the biggest figure in any month of 2024 so far. According to data from depositories, net FIIs outflow for the month stood at 3,064 crore rupees as of June the 14th. Eid-ul-Azha, the festival of sacrifice, is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in various parts of the country today. The devotees offered Eid namaz or prayers in Eidgahs and mosques this morning. Later, they exchanged Eid greetings. In the national capital, Delhi, main congregations were held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Mosque and Shahi Eidgah. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have wished the people of India on the auspicious occasion of Eid. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast red warning over parts of Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, West Bengal, Assam and West Bengal today due to the rampant heat wave. The IMD said heat wave to severe heat wave conditions will prevail over parts of Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Bihar, Jharkhand, Uttarakhand, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and West Bengal today and over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Jammu, Himachal Pradesh and Rajasthan till tomorrow. In the T20 World Cup cricket, Sri Lanka defeated the Netherlands by 83 runs to record their only win in the Group D match at the Darren Sammy National Cricket Stadium in St. Lucia this morning. Chasing target of 201 runs, the Netherlands were all out, scoring 118 runs in 16.4 overs. In another match, Bangladesh successfully defeated Nepal by 21 runs at the Arnos Vale ground, St. Vincent, sealing progression to the Super 8 stage of the tournament. The 18th Mumbai International Film Festival for documentary, short fiction and animation films is underway in Mumbai. On the third day today, various films, including My Father, We Should All Be Futurists, Life in Loom, Pukar, Shanti Inside Out 2, Patterns will be screened. In the morning, a panel discussion titled Unlocking the Force Channeling Documentary Films to Drive Social Change was organized. The session was attended by Indian Director Dr. Thalakadu Srinivasaiya Nagabharana and General Manager at NFDC D. Ramakrishna. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. At least 8 people, including 3 railway officials, killed after goods train collides with Kanchenjunga Express in Rangapani Station in West Bengal today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses grief ex gratia amount of 10 lakh rupees announced to the kin of each deceased. Rescue operations begin to evacuate around 2,000 tourists stranded due to landslides in Sikkim. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to review security situation in Manipur this evening. Second annual meeting on critical and emerging technologies between India and the US to begin today. And Eid al-Adha is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in the country. And with that, we end the midday news.